Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
In the first reading, we hear of Philip the deacon. He's in Samaria, to the north of Israel. That used to be area of where the kingdom of Israel was, kingdom of Israel, kingdom of Judah, before the Assyrians wiped them out and took the survivors into exile. So Philip is up there, and he's baptizing, as good deacons do, baptizing plenty of Samaritans. He is away from the Jewish area. They're already out there baptizing the nations. And Philip is busy. And the people are responding. Demons are being thrown out of the possessed. People are being healed. They are seeing what they were seeing with Jesus and the apostles. What the Jews were seeing, they are seeing. And they are responding with joy. Because when we have the Holy Spirit, when we have a life with Christ, we should have joy. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Joy. Because we have God. That should cause us, it will cause us, to be joyful. So when you see Christians who are overly glum, you gotta wonder. Come on, brother. Now, we've talked about that before, but there should be joy. Don't fake it, but genuine joy. Because Christ is in me. It will happen. You will be more joyful. So if you're not a joyful person at all, then you gotta wonder, right? Now, don't walk out of the church and say, well, then God's not with me, and that's not the reaction. But wonder, why? And why don't you want it? Don't you want it? And then why am I not having it? And ask those questions and start talking to some people. Talk to a priest. Talk to a good deacon. Why don't I have joy? Those who are have that question, don't just sit with it and say, well, that's the way it is. Don't do that and rob yourself. That's what you're doing. You're robbing. No, that's the way it is. Unbelievable. Don't sit there and continue to be joyless. How are you helping others when you're joyless? You're not. I guarantee it. Don't believe me? Ask those that you live with. And if you're not living with anybody, maybe that's the reason. You're not helping anyone. Okay, back to the deacon. Deacon's doing some good stuff. Interesting, though, we start to see a development of how the Holy Spirit works and some of our sacramental theology. Okay, so he baptizes them, but, quote unquote, the Holy Spirit had not fallen upon any of them. What's going on there? He baptized, and then it says too, he baptized only in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ, but we baptize a little differently, don't we? We baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But at this point, the Trinitarian understanding hadn't developed. It would be 300 more years before that was taking shape. But they're doing what they know, right? We're baptizing in the name of Jesus. But the Holy Spirit had not fallen on any of them. Isn't this interesting? But we talk about the Holy Spirit coming down at baptism, or perhaps he's opening you up, but is he coming down? Well, what's the difference there? Okay, lots of good questions when you start talking about the Trinity. Okay, back to Philip, though. The Holy Spirit had not come and down, but they're baptized in the name of Jesus. Okay, so we got something going, but we got questions. Then it says, Saint Peter and John, there's this impression they need to come down. Okay? I don't remember if the word need was in there, but they come down out of need. And they lay their hands on the people, and the Holy Spirit comes down. Okay, so are you seeing something develop here? Okay? Who are the successors of the apostles? The bishops? So Peter and John and the apostles are the first bishops, if you will. And the Lord is showing something when the deacon or the priest baptizes. Things are happening, but there's other more, the culmination of things to happen or higher degrees of things happen with the bishop or those he gives authority to work in his place. When the bishops show up, then the Holy Spirit comes down. And now we have baptism, and now what's this other thing? This part two, if you will. We have the development of what will be later understood as confirmation. The bishops lay the hands, and the Holy Spirit, in a very much more charismatic way, enters the person and is now they're able to work with the Holy Spirit more. There's a greater actualization. But you can see this, and the Lord is showing that. Hey, so very interesting. Now, after this ministry, the deacon's done, and the Holy Spirit moves him to something else. We're going to get to that in the next reading. That's with the eunuch. He serves, and the Holy Spirit calls him to something else. And we're left with that. So, and as you serve God, when you're done with that, he has something else for you to do. It may be in that same sphere, or it may be something else. So always be open to the Lord, not always having you stay put, but doing this and moving on and doing something else and moving on and doing something else. You may stay put. Philip eventually goes to Caesarea and stays put years later, for years and years. Silent ministry. Paul shows up and stays with him later in Acts. And there he is. But here he's bouncing around. Then he stays put. So keep that in mind too. Some people think, well, I've been doing this ministry, maybe I should change. Well, ask the Lord in your prayer. Maybe he wants you to move to something else. Maybe he wants you to stay put. Let us always be open to what the Holy Spirit wants to do with us at any moment and in any way.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.